all nations are neighbors. Our neighbors are those who live near us. Generally, we know them best. Often, they are our closest friends. Have you ever stopped to think that slowly but surely all the people of the world are coming to be neighbors? Swift airplanes and trains, giant steamships, the radio and the telegraph are bringing the nations of the world closer and closer together. The people of Japan suffered death and destruction from a terrible earthquake. In a few hours, the whole world knows about it, and nations rush to their rescue with food, money, and messages of sympathy. Boy Scouts from all over the world meet in a great jamboree, and James Brown from America finds that Ivor Stanek from Poland, Giacomo Spadoni from Italy, and Ole Sjostrand from Sweden are much like himself and the boys he knows at home. In times of long ago, before the news of the world could travel so swiftly and people could journey great distances so easily, every stranger was an enemy. Tribes and nations were almost always at war. But now we live so close together that we must be friends if this is to be a happy world. We must understand and respect the people of other nations. When you read about people of foreign lands, notice that they have qualities that make you want to be friends with them. You may find some of them much like yourself. In the stories you are now to read, you will visit some young citizens of other countries. Think of them as distant but friendly neighbors.